Wait. You've never seen Paid in Full?
A Low Down Dirty Shame?
Acrimony?
It's yes. Christmas.
No, I don't think I have.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Does It Hold Up?
Where we watch all those black films you know and love.
Oh, wait. Yeah, nobody talks about this movie.
At the end, I was like, hey, Joe.
And we ask,
does it hold up?
Does it hold up?
So then, guys, we have to ask now, does it hold up?
Now, on to the show.
I'm broke, nigga! I'm broke! And only you got the power to change that!
Matter
to me
as
someone who is also broke.
Shit, I literally could not. I was watching this at work today, and like I just like yelped when he did that shit. And so then my staff and some of the students started like looking in the corner where I'm supposed to be doing like important work shit, like expense reports. Welcome to another episode of Does It Hold Up? We're here in a new month. It's July. And for July, we are like actually so excited to just do fun girly pop shit. Like, what is fun? What's for the summer? What's going to be the most like fun summertime lighthearted thing we could do? And that is how we came up with the film for today. And I have to say, when I first suggested it, I was like, maybe. But after watching this shit, I was like, oh yeah, we made the perfect choice.
Yes, we did.
Watching this fucking film. We made the perfect fucking choice in watching this film. You guys should see Camille's face. She does not agree.
I was lighthearted? Fun? Okay.
I thought so. Personally,
I was incredibly anxious the entire time. What a nightmare scenario to be in.
I cannot wait until we talk about this church scene. Ugh. I had to leave the classroom because I was doubled over screaming. Oh my god, anyway. Oh my god, Camille, the other two got canceled. Did you know that? Am I breaking this news to you?
Yeah, this is so fucked up.
Oh my god!
The amount of times a week I go, oh, I wish I had a new episode of The Other Two to watch.
It got canceled, and you want to know why?
You didn't
answer.
Why?
Okay.
Why?
Do you want me to tell you?
Please.
They said that the showrunners were abusing the staff, like they're verbally abusing the writers and the people on set, and that they had gotten many HR complaints. And there was an investigation. And even though they got cleared, HBO Max didn't make a statement, and neither did either one of the creators. So they just ended it. Like, they're not coming back for a fourth season. I was distraught when I heard that.
That's fucked. And that's not a good look, because it's like, what's his face's show?
Lorne Michaels.
Like, well, Lorne Michaels, but also like Carrie. Isn't he? Like,
that's him?
The writer. He's not like the showrunner, but I'm almost positive it's like his Drew something.
Wait, is he one of the people who created it?
I always have thought so, but maybe. I don't want to be, you know, implicating him in whatever this is. That is not true.
Oh my god, I had no clue.
Yeah, I thought.
This is crazy.
That's just really like bummer news.
Oh, I thought you knew. I'm so sorry. This is just like when I spoiled that one episode of Succession for you.
Yeah, that one, y'all.
That one episode of Succession. Yeah, I definitely spoiled that.
At this point, every Sunday has a green pass or a free pass to get your ass, Mariah.
That's okay. I would honestly take it. I wouldn't mind it. You know,
turned my home into one that was more cautious. Every Sunday night, if we were doing something else, we'd be like, do not look at those phones. Phones down. You don't want to risk it. You don't want it to happen.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
That sucks.
It does suck, but I'm like, I can't even be sad about it because, like, why are people acting a fool like this?
Yeah.
This is why these niggas is on strike right now. And I think they are going to.
Things down.
On Friday, SAG might be going on strike.
Right.
And honestly, I don't fucking blame them. They are actually losing their fucking minds. And like I said in my quote in the beginning, these niggas is broke. Okay. Like, there is no reason that I read today on Twitter that animation writers don't even get residuals at all. Like,
yeah.
Not even a penny in residuals. I said, for as many episodes of Bob, I watch Bob's Burgers every single day. And I'm not even being hyperbolic. I watch it every day. You mean to tell me they don't get shit?
I had to draw all of this. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. Yeah. So it's been crazy. But that's what I've been doing. I was telling Lyndon before you hopped on. I worked last week, Monday through Sunday. And then this week I work Monday to Friday. So I have not had a day off in 10 days. So I have not.
I really don't even know how, like, your eyelids are open.
I'm exhausted.
You should go on strike.
I actually should. That's what it's giving. You know, it is giving. I should go on strike. I'm very excited to, on this Saturday, stay in bed all day and watch The Bear season 2. Like, I can't wait to see it. I have been avoiding spoilers just because I know I don't have the energy to dedicate to it. But Saturday, I'm doing breakfast in bed and The Bear all day long.
Love.
It's gonna be glorious.
Yeah.
Glorious. Anyway, what have you guys been up to?
Camille, I need to get in touch with your mom because Sweet Magnolia season 3 is coming out July.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
And I know Stacey is sad, okay? I know she is.
You and these shows. You wanna know something that's so interesting to me? I just read this article about how it was about Tubi. And about how
one of the greatest streaming services of all time.
See, but that's what they were. See, but that's what they were saying. They were saying Tubi has become, you know, a hub for, you know, Black filmmakers to have their work showcased. Now, is that work always great? You know, it's here. You know,
it's giving Black creators a space to be mediocre or even bad, yeah. And I respect it.
Somebody called it the American version of Nollywood. And I am deeply inclined to agree.
Okay.
I think that's something.
Yeah.
That's definitely worth the conversation.
Yeah. It's so funny because they also just, I don't know if they canceled this, the Idol show, or if it was actually supposed to end at 5 episodes, because I've read different things. But you know how, like, they keep doing this thing on Tubi where they pick up, like, canceled HBO shows and they just come up, they just pop up streaming on Tubi. I don't think they're going to do this for The Idol. Like, I think they're going to tell Abel, go, you know, whatever, go fuck yourself.
Take that on over to Zeus or something.
Take that on over to Zeus.
Not Zeus.
Yes, Zeus.
I keep forgetting that Zeus is a real streaming
channel. How can you forget about Zeus? Jonathan and his pet monkey who died. His monkey died. It was really sad because he loved that monkey. Jonathan used to be Megan Thee Stallion's hair. We've talked about this before. I just want you to know we've had this exact conversation before. Jonathan. Jonathan used to be Megan Thee Stallion's hairstylist, okay? Back when she was in her up and coming artist days. He is a very talented hairstylist. He is an even bigger clown. This is the show.
Clown.
Bad Boys Club. Have you heard of that? Natalie Nunn is the executive producer, and they go and do club appearances and they fight. And Raz B and Orlando Brown and Santana, the rapper's ex-boyfriend, Chef D, with the bad BBL, who ain't never cooked, is also on the show, okay, fighting everybody.
I've seen clips. Yep. What's the problem?
That's all you need. At him, though. That's all you need.
Yelling.
That's all you need to see. That's what the show is. Like, they went into a recording studio once, and you can tell these people have never in their lives been into a recording studio, because Chef D says, like, oh, what's this? What kind of studio is this? And the engineer is like, this is a standard studio. He said, we supposed to go in there and record in that, when, that booth with all that condensation on the window? Like, he was disgusted. He was disgusted that the room might be moist.
It makes sense that none of them knew what to do, because you just named, like, a chef. A hairstylist.
Yeah. Orlando Brown. Well, Raz B.
Well, you know what?
Raz B.
Raz B and Orlando Brown, they've been in a couple studios.
They have been in a couple studios. I really think we should, personally, I think we should make that the national anthem.
I think so too.
I think the old one really doesn't hit at all anymore. And I would love to see Fergie try to sing this at the NBA finals.
Now you sold me.
We gotta start a petition, y'all. Like, we have too many good ideas here, and we are wasting them. Not telling the president. We gotta take this right to the White House, okay?
We need to take this shit to Tubi.
We gotta hit Tubi up. I feel like they would really love to have us. You know, I really think they would. We would really spice it up over there. We should be the official Tubi podcast.
We should.
We should pitch ourselves.
We should, and especially with Tubi, they got a lot of content. I mean, they got the Hunger
They have
Games.
So much. They have all of the movies. I was watching Goodfellas the other day on Tubi. I watched this movie on Tubi.
I did watch this movie on Tubi.
And all you have to do is watch a couple fucking ads. I've done worse.
I'll take the ads. And yeah, the ads are bad acting. I don't care.
Yeah. Ads were speedy on Tubi as well.
This is not like a Hulu ad situation where them motherfucking ads be on for 3 minutes.
I had to
3 minutes
with the ads because I
was I don't even have Peacock.
No, Peacock I also have with no ads because I was losing my mind.
See, I don't have Peacock, so I wouldn't even fucking know. But I believe you. I believe you. And they said they're trying to bring ads to Netflix too.
No, because now, listen, this whole password sharing bullshit that they are trying to pull right now.
I think they got me.
I wouldn't know. Oh,
I haven't been able to log in days.
Let me hit you up with my account. But I really, really want to know how much their stocks have dropped, because I had an issue because my Netflix
not enough, clearly.
Literally. But my Netflix account that I paid for was underneath my father's email. For context, this man is never on his phone. He works nights. It just was never going to happen for me to get this goddamn code so I can log in my apartment 2 states away.
Yeah.
And so it literally, I did not have Netflix for a week because I did not realize that I could just change the username as a woman in STEM. That's on me.
Women in STEM.
But now, shout out to women in STEM. My sister, my cousins, they're like, "Hey, can you give me the code?" It's like the speed at which my finger presses on the screen to copy.
That's solidarity. That's solidarity.
And Netflix, don't come after me because I paid the highest tier. Okay.
I don't pay for any of that shit. I pay for Hulu. I pay for HBO Max and Paramount Plus, but that's it. And I was
for the HBO Max.
Everybody uses my HBO Max account. Every single person. Everybody uses my HBO Max account.
Exactly.
Like, everybody has their own profile. Like, everybody uses it.
I mean, you use my Prime.
And I've been using your Prime for years. Okay? I buy the most ridiculous shit. Okay?
Listen, I rarely use my Prime, but the reason why I keep renewing it is I'm like, Mariah's getting good use out of it.
I really am. And that's what we call community.
Yes.
Sisterhood.
Solidarity.
Solidarity. Wait, I have this is something I want to say, because this is a film podcast. And I was very upset when I read about the CEO of Warner Brothers trying to shut down Turner Classic Movies. I was like, oh yeah, we need to go picket in front of this nigga's house. Egregious. Because now you've hit me in my heart. Because what are we without our fucking history? Okay?
Yes.
What are we without those classic movies? Are we now a place that doesn't value culture? That doesn't value the art of filmmaking? That doesn't value the art of the classics? We have not strayed that far from the fucking light. That man needs to get his shit together.
A live action remake of Moana, which I'm happy about, but at the same
time. Well, I never seen Moana. I didn't see that movie.
Like 3 years ago.
Are you sure? Yeah. It was only 3 years ago?
I mean, it was, what, like 2018, 2019? So maybe 5 years, but not long enough that it makes sense to do a live action remake of
a movie
that
Moana.
Like, just came out. It's so good.
I've heard that. I just, it's hard for me to sit down. I just watched, what's that one? Encanto? Like a couple months ago for the first time. Yeah. And I've taught in schools where I've put that movie on and I just put my headphones in. I'm like, I just really don't give a fuck about this. But I watched it and I was like, oh, this, I get it. Like, that shit really slaps.
Yeah. I actually have not seen Moana or Encanto or Coco.
Didn't see Coco. Heard it was too sad.
But I put that shit on and the kids go crazy.
Crazy.
No, but back to your point about Turner Classic Movies, that's, I don't know, it's been very troubling, the amount of things that are like being made and then hidden away from us forever and ever. Like,
yeah,
that's important so that we can understand like the world around us.
When they ripped Love Life season 2
Ooh.
Away from me, I choked up a little bit.
They said you guys will never see a complex black love story.
I choked up. I was deeply hurt, deeply sad, deeply shaken up by that. It really shook me to my core, but that's neither here nor there, okay? I'ma let it go. They also took, and this is so random, they took Clarence, which was this animated TV show off of HBO Max, and it was like this dumb ass little show, but it was so fucking funny. And well, also, I used to love
take it off. HBO Max has like 7 million titles.
I feel like they just don't. I don't know. I actually have. Why am I trying to justify this? I don't fucking know. I don't understand what any of these people are doing. They're building Barbie dream houses all over the world and saying, fuck our history. I can't wait for Barbie though. How excited are we?
So excited.
What did you guys think of the Ice Spice and Nicki Minaj song?
It's fun. I think every time I heard it, I was like, okay.
Yay. Yeah, I'm with Camille on that one. Now the Pink Panthers Irish Jig, yeah.
Did that come out already?
I don't know if it came out, actually. I have no idea.
You're just hear a lot on TikTok.
You're just like very excited. I don't listen to Pink Panthers. I've only heard that one song.
Did you guys see the Barbie World video with the Olipop flying in the air?
No, I did not watch the video.
So one of my biggest pet peeves, obviously I understand the world that I live in, but one of my biggest pet peeves, I hate obvious product placement. I hate scrolling through TikTok and seeing that as something is being sponsored or an ad. I just hate feeling like I'm being sold to.
Mm-hmm.
And in the middle of the Barbie World video, it's just like cans of Olipop. Like,
oh, fuck me. As a person who is boycotting, I actively avoid like Olipop. And what's the other one that's like really popular? It's like a super wildly popular one other than Olipop, but it just feels like it's being pushed to me too hard. And so I don't drink Olipop. And it might be delicious. I might be missing out. I took years to start drinking kombucha because I was like, oh, you bitches are doing too much. Like, it can't be that fucking good, but it
and
really is.
It is so good every
time. It really fucking is. I love kombucha.
And then you go to the bagel shop. And you get a bagel and some kombucha.
I wouldn't do that if I was hungover. But I believe you. If I'm hungover, I'm like, let's just lay here and die. I think you deserve this.
Yeah. No, I put on the sunnies and I make that trek because I know the reward will be worth it.
I believe you. Should we get into our film?
Sure.
Okay, everybody. Is this a doozy? I had a great time watching this fucking film. So the movie we are talking about today is Lottery Ticket. Lottery Ticket is a 2010 American comedy film directed by Eric White, starring and Eric White appeared on the Glee project. So this is just another case of Glee simply just being a through line in everybody's lives, if you ask me.
Wow. I wish Bow Wow had been on Glee. That would have been fun.
Oh my God, if Bow Wow had guest starred on Glee, what would he have done? Oh, Mr. Shu would have had him rapping.
Oh yeah.
And there would have been a love story.
Would have made the rap duet.
Yeah, and there would have been a love story where they tried to push him and
Mercedes,
but he would have fallen for Quinn.
Read him.
Yeah, I just know. So Lottery Ticket. Oh wait, have you guys ever seen this movie before?
I have. This is one of the few movies I have seen.
I had a feeling you were gonna say yes, cause they was peddling this shit on bootleg DVD like it was crack in the 80s when this motherfucking movie came out.
Yeah. No, this is one of the few movies that I would watch like with my entire family.
Well,
like,
wow.
Not very often, but, like, whatever, just be on and be like, oh, okay, we can watch this one.
Yeah. What about you, Camille?
Okay, so I love what you're saying, because I think that supports my theory of why I swore I've seen this, but truly was, like, as I was watching it, like, I had no recollection. I was like, I don't know what's going on, and I swear I've seen this. I believe that we had this. We had a bootleg DVD of this, and it just turned out to be, like, kind of a shitty one.
Oh, okay.
And, like, to the point where I was like, no, I'll be checking out. I can hear the people in the theater. You're moving around.
Unprofessional as hell.
Exactly. It's very professional.
Get your shit together.
And by that time, we go to like a Sunday matinee when there's nobody in there.
I used to love to go to Sunday matinees. I remember when I was in high school and we would have like ditch days. I would go, we would go all to like Navy Pier. And
me and Lyndon are like, we didn't really do that, but okay.
We did. And we would have ditch days and everybody. Okay, me. And the fucking people that I went to high school with, okay?
That's okay?
So we would have ditch days and everybody would go to Navy Pier. And then there was this movie theater that was right by Navy Pier that I loved to go to. And so I remember that's the first place that I saw Lincoln with Daniel Day-Lewis. And it was just me and a bunch of old people in the theater. And so they offered me free popcorn. And so every time we would have a ditch day, I would stay with them for a while. And then once they started like flirting with boys and doing all that stuff, I was like, okay, I'm gonna go to the movies. And then I would go to the movies and watch a matinee. And it'd just be me and a bunch of old people in the middle of a day on a Wednesday watching a movie. And I loved it.
No, matinees are really the go. I will say that you just unlocked a memory that has nothing to do with this movie and nothing to do with
Spill.
Everything you're talking about.
Spill.
So I used to work at a movie theater. It was a little art house theater. And we
I remember you telling kids, us this.
Yes, and we would do kids showings on the weekends.
Yeah.
I'm working a kids showing. I barely watched the like trailers for the future kids showings that we had, like when I was testing everything. And one of the trailers we had going was for like The Muppets Take New York.
Remember that movie.
So the guy that got all the trailers to like put it in the theaters at this company also did not watch the trailer in full.
Mm-hmm.
And he just pulled up, I guess, what was like the first link in his search on YouTube.
Which oh, no.
Was a not a parody horror video of the Muppets Take New York. So
no.
A parent comes out of the theater.
No.
It's like 10:30 a.m. The parent
no.
comes out of the theater and she's like, did you watch the trailer?
And you were like, oh, of course I did, ma'am. This is my job. Like, I'm a professional.
Like, I kind of like, you know, like spot checked it, but I didn't really watch it. Why? And she's like, because that trailer was really scary. Like, even I was scared. And I was like, oh, ma'am, haha. Like, oh, like, I haven't really watched it, but sure. Like, I'll take your word for it. I'll take a look. This trailer was horrifying.
See, now I want to see it.
I need to find it on YouTube, like wherever he downloaded it from. But it was just so funny having to be like, hey, so the trailer that you put for the movie that like real customers watched is a literal horror rendition.
What happened to quality control? Are you supposed to be quality control, or is he supposed to be quality control? Because one of y'all should have got the fuck fired.
Listen, we were both supposed to be quality control, and we did our best. Luckily, there were some good people in that.
Did you? Did you fucking do your best?
Not controlling the quality at all. That was your best. New York,
and there was only like one of the few times that this theater actually only had children in it was when
great.
We showed
you ruined the Muppets trailer. For a bunch of kids. Are you happy? Are you happy?
Like we actually had to abscard some of these kids for life with this trailer.
You did. You did.
Yeah. Anyway, it's a lottery ticket.
Okay. All right, let me tell you about Lottery Ticket. So Lottery Ticket is a 2010 American comedy film directed by Eric White of Glee Project fame, starring Bow Wow, Shad Moss, Brenda C. Jackson, Notori Naughton, Keith David, Charlie Murphy, rest in peace, he was on The Wire, Terry Crews, Mike Epps, Loretta Devine, and Ice Cubes. The Ice Cube. I said Ice Cubes.
Plural.
There are multiple Ice Cubes. The story follows a young man from Atlanta. Couldn't tell that he was from Atlanta, but we'll talk about that later. Well, who wins a $370 million lottery and soon realizes that the people from his neighborhood are not his real friends, but after his money. The film was released August 20th, 2010 by Warner Brothers, the people we were just fucking talking about, received mixed reviews from critics who praised the cast performances, but criticized the story and the characters. It was also a box office disappointment, grossing only $24.7 million worldwide against a $17 million budget. Somebody tell me, where did they spend $17 million on this film? Was that Bow Wow's fee? Was that Loretta Devine's fee? Was that Ice Cube's fee?
That's what I'm wondering. I feel like, the cast was sort of stacked, and that is truly the only thing about this film that I can imagine.
No, the cast was kind of very stacked. There was Jason Weaver, Ice Cube, Brandon T. Jackson, Loretta Devine, Leslie Jones, T-Pain, Bill Bellamy, Mike Epps, Chris Williams. Like, this film, it was really, 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 even Lil Twist. Remember Lil Twist? No, that's fine. It was 2010. It would have made much more sense in 2010 for you to know who Lil Twist was. Let's just jump on in. I want to talk about this because the first thing that I noticed in this film was the fashion. Yes. So let's talk about it. Tell me what you think were the best and worst fashions of the 2010s. I have a nomination for worst. Those Hervé Légère, am I saying that right? Those bandage dresses, hated them. Hated them with a passion. And they're trying to bring them back. And I'm like, you can choke. Also, emoji clothing.
Yeah.
I think everybody who ever wore emoji clothing outside of the house, whoever went to a store and said, hey, and the cashier said, hey, this is how much it costs. And they said, okay, here's that amount of money. You should be immediately put on a watch list because you are probably a domestic terrorist.
I was just going to say, I don't want to be on the bad side of anybody wearing emoji clothing. They are true. They can fight.
They eat hot Cheetos and Arizona iced tea for breakfast. Mm-hmm. And they was waking up at school
crazy
loud.
Way to start off your stomach for the day.
Like, for the day at school. You got 8 hours.
Wearing a poop emoji, letting everybody know what's about to happen in a couple hours.
Absolutely.
I want nothing to do with that.
It's like, why would you want poop emojis on your fucking pants? And you're just like eating. You know what else I hate? I hate snapbacks. I hate those wide brim ass hats. I like for the brim on my hat to curve. If it's like super straight, I'm like, why the fuck is this hat so big? I feel like what's his name? Cam Newton, that motherfucker who's dressing like a gremlin, dresses like fucking like every turn. That's how I feel. I hated the fashions in the 2010s, and I think people are trying to make a comeback, and I don't want that. But what do you guys think? Tell me, what were the best and worst fashions of the 2010s?
Worst, nomination for worst. I hate to see a Bermuda short.
My God.
We said the shorts are going to stop just above my knee. And they're going to be denim. And they're going to be plaid. Oh, my God. So many of them were plaid. And I was there. I'm not saying, I was not above it.
You basically said, you just said, fuck my mama. Because I had like 50 pair of Bermuda shorts.
Yes, we came. I had Bermuda shorts. It's just crazy the way we were, the places we were cutting off our bodies. I said, I want to give Pinocchio. You love everyone. You said, I'm going to give Pinocchio. I want to give Lederhosen. I want to give...
Oh, suspenders?
Oh, like, my why would you dress God. Like,
it's suspenders kind of ate, though. Suspenders kind of ate. For me...
A vest.
What? Ate what? Vest,
but suspenders alone.
Ate what? Ate what? Oh, it's quiet. You have no explanation. You have no explanation. When they used to make vests on clothes...
Haunting. Haunting. Yeah.
Somebody in a meeting at the Candies for Kohl's headquarters.
Come on!
Was like, let's make it easy for the girls. Let's just put the vest on the shirt.
I think we should sue. I think we should sue Candies. They owe us some money for emotional damages.
Yes.
They really fucked us over. When girls used to do the things where they would like wear the like square cut top and then have the bra sticking out of the top and like the shirt would be white and the bra would be red. Oh my God, I hated that shit so much.
Oh my God.
So many shirts in the 2010s. The 2010s was about wearing as many shirts as you could possibly.
You would wear like a long sleeve shirt and then a spaghetti strap shirt over that and then a vest. And then you would have like one of those scarves, those infinity scarves wrapped around your neck.
Not the infinity scarves. You know what I'm about to say? The chunky necklaces.
Oh, please kill me. Turquoise? Turquoise? Oh, you can go to hell.
Turquoise or yellow or silver. And it, oh my God, the gold ones.
Yellow, yeah.
Peplum. Oh my God. Peplum shirts, peplum dresses. Mm-mm. Remember highlighter colored cigarette jeans that were really fucking cool? Like the neon pink straight leg pants?
From Wet Seal, baby.
What?
I would take them off. Whatever color the pants were, my legs would be that color after I would take them off.
Every time.
So I got pink legs today.
Every time. We were in the trenches.
See, because in the 2010s, I was, you know, going through my formative years in middle school, I think, at that point. We were dressing business casual in 6th, 7th, 8th grade.
Yeah.
I would wear blazers to school.
Yeah.
As a 13-year-old.
I had a blazer or two. I had a blazer or two. Ballet flats? You know they're trying to make ballet flats cool again?
Ballet flats? Now whenever I see somebody wearing a ballet flat, I'm like, why do you want your feet that close to the ground?
Why do you want your feet to be fucking filthy?
You don't give a fuck about your lower back.
You don't give a fuck about your life.
You're just out here. It's so bad. I've been so adamant about how much I hate. We'll be in public and Dylan will be like, don't look. I don't flats. And I'm like, thank you. So I'm going to get angry. Because what are you doing?
Yeah. They don't give a fuck about feet fungus, bacterial infections. They don't give a fuck about both. And the fact that it's just like you are walking on the ground. You are simply walking on the ground.
Yes, with the thinnest layer of material between you and whatever the fuck is festering.
It's not even right to call it material. It's paper.
Literally paper. Literally paper a lot of the time.
And they'd be like, oh my God, you can roll it up and put it in your purse. That should tell you it's not a fucking shoe. You shouldn't be wearing it on your feet on the streets of New York City.
I know. Every time I see somebody in New York wearing one, I'm like, hello? Call the police. I don't know what's going on.
These are the people who need to be on this watch list. These are the people.
Oh my God.
These are the motherfuckers I'm talking about.
A horror story. A woman was wearing, oh my God. Oh my God. This is the worst thing I've seen in all my years of living in this goddamn city. I was going up the subway stairs and it was a big fucking staircase. Okay. A woman was wearing ballet flats and a shoe came off and her bare foot touched the subway stair. I almost threw up into my hands right then and there.
I can do you one better.
I felt the bile in the back of my throat.
I can do you one better. this was one of my first weeks, like, living in Philly. I think I was, we were maybe like a couple weeks into the school year.
I'm so scared.
I had to go to some fucking shoe store to buy some character shoes. So I was like, I had never taken the subway before, but I'm like, I'm from Chicago. Subways don't scare me. Like, I'll take it wherever I'll go. I'll do whatever. I'll take
the subway. Let me guess. Was this the BSL?
I don't even remember. It had to be, though.
Yeah.
But it was hot. It was really hot. And so, you know, the subway platform was very humid. Excuse me. There was this girl and she got a nosebleed on the subway platform. Okay. Because of how hot it was. So it was like dripping on the platform. And it wasn't that much blood. It was like only a little bit of blood. So she went to ask the person at the stand, like, do you have tissue? He said no. So she had to go upstairs. Homeless person comes over. He grabs some blood with his finger, licks it, and likes it. So he goes back and licks some more of her blood off of the subway platform. I have never forgotten this moment ever in my fucking life. I was shaken to my core. I left the subway station and caught an Uber back to J&H. I said, I cannot. I cannot. I said, I have seen some shit in my years, but I ain't never seen no shit like that.
There are literally tears in my eyes. I am crying.
That was the most disgusting shit I've ever seen. It wasn't even his blood.
No.
Fucking God.
No.
Tell me, guys.
I'm literally crying. I don't know.
Tell me, guys, what would you do if you won $370 million?
I'll tell you exactly what I'm going to do. I'm not telling a single goddamn soul. I'm finding the best accountant and lawyer specifying in lottery ticket winners. And I'm accepting it anonymously because I'm not announcing shit. I'm not telling anybody. I'm taking
what would you wear to go and accept your winnings?
Can you do that in New York?
Ooh, is it a law?
You can't do it in Pennsylvania.
In certain states, you can accept it anonymously.
Yeah, you cannot.
When you say publicly claim it, does that mean I can't wear a mask?
People do that, I'm pretty sure.
I would wear a mask.
Like, they'll send like a representative or something to like, or like the lawyers will organize and make sure that it gets picked
up. Let's calculate this. 370, we're going to divide it by two because taxes. So IRS takes about $185 million from you. Ugh. You have about $185 million left after taxes. Oof. Let me read you some statistics on lottery winners. So, because I looked it up, yeah. It says approximately 70% of lottery runners end up broke within 7 years. They say about 1% of the lottery winners in the U.S. go bankrupt every year. The chance of winning the Powerball lottery, which is what Bow Wow won, is approximately 1 in 292. 32% of lottery winners choose to remain anonymous. And nearly 90% of lottery winners choose to receive their winnings in a lump sum payment. How the fuck are you going to get $185 million in one lump sum? I might have a heart attack just looking at that number.
And that's why you need to set up a trust where the money goes. And with the trust, you can have it set to send you money like an income every single month with your lottery earnings.
Right. Everybody take notes for when you win the fucking lottery, okay?
I literally have done a lot of research on this and I can't tell you why because I've never played a lottery ticket. I've never
Niggas love the lottery, y'all.
I was gonna ask you guys, do you play lottery? I lived in like a lottery family.
Please tell us about that because I don't play the fucking lottery. I don't understand the logic of giving away my money for free. I don't gamble. I don't do none of that shit.
Very clear. I don't understand that either. But my mom was like, I mean, it's just like the movie. It's like, play these numbers. Like, go pay my number, Mega Millions. Like, she gives you all. She goes, say this. Powerball, Power Play. As soon as you turned 18, I'm getting up off the couch. You can take your ass across the street to that gas station and play these numbers, all right? And so my mom would do it, and she has her, like, whatever that she likes to play all the time. But I had like definitely people in my family, like my aunts and stuff, who were like adamant, diehard, every day spending so much money on the lottery. And I just don't
ballpark. How much money would they be spending on the lottery? In like a month.
Like my aunt and uncle who really were into it, they're spending hundreds of dollars.
Sure. That's bills. That's because bill money.
They're doing like specific things. Like they would leave with like.
And what do they win?
Right. Like sometimes you, like it's not impossible. Like sometimes you do win like $1,000, a couple hundred dollars here. Like it has happened. Or like I think my sister's even won like, you know, $200 from like a scratch off or something.
Oh, okay.
Like I guess it's possible, but the odds are not.
In your great. Favor. They're not in your fucking favor.
The odds of you winning are probably that you won't.
So yeah. You probably definitely won't.
I don't
yeah. get That's it. Why I've done my research on what happens if you win a lottery ticket, because when the day mm-hmm. inevitably comes that I'm gifted a ticket or I just decide to buy one and I win it, I will be prepared. Mm-hmm. One thing over here, sprinkle, sprinkle, am I delusional or am yeah. I manifesting?
Yeah.
Only time. Hey,
that's true.
Sorry.
That's true. So. Oh.
The new Superman.
Who's Superman?
Like the guy who's going to be Superman now, who's not Henry Cavill.
Mm.
Did they announce who it is?
Mm.
Yeah, he's like an Upper Derby summer stager. I like
no. Oh no!
I said, "Oh, it's David."
It's not cool. David.
No, me looking at my old high school classmate that I used to be like good friends with in orchestra, be like one of the Rhodes Scholar the year that like a Temple student also became a Rhodes Scholar. I was like, "Oh, is that Alan?"
Daniel, is that you?
What?
You know, it's crazy.
What? Look at you. Look at me.
Speaking to me earlier, Taylor is going to guest on the podcast, so that she ran into someone that she went to high school with.
Yeah. Recently,
and she's like a wild, I'm sure I can guess. But there's like a wild.
Ooh.
People, like, she has a classmate who was at the insurrection.
Not at the insurrection. Is she in jail?
Yeah. He is, I think that's why she told me. I think he's caught up. No Usher.
That's fucking crazy.
They ran into a kid and they were like, oh, catching up, like what are you doing? He said, I've been doing some acting, and they were like, great. And then he had the nerve to be like, it was just like a Tubi movie. Like, I know people like, don't do that. Own your Tubi movie.
Bitch, I'd be in a Tubi movie right now. You fucking kidding me?
I said, yes, girl, you can find me on Tubi.
Bitch, I would be in a Tubi movie so fucking fast right now. They ain't even gotta pay me. Like, you have to pay me, like, scale. But, like, you don't gotta pay me that much. Just get me out of my regular fucking job. I'll be in a Tubi movie, okay? Like, I will fucking do it. But let's talk about the movie, y'all. So, before Lil Bow Wow wins the lotto, he's just this regular kid who works at Foot Locker. He's a loser. And he's like, he's really into sneakers. Like, do you guys know anybody in your life who's like really into fucking shoes? Like, so into shoes? Like, who, like, what is the most amount of money you would spend on a pair of shoes?
I'm not a shoe girl, unfortunately. I aim to be, I strive to be, I want to be, but I can't. But working as a former employee of Urban Outfitters, I came to befriend several many people who were very, 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 very sneakers, and it is interesting to watch.
Yeah, I've seen my brother spend like $300, $400 on a single pair of fucking shoes.
That he might not even wear.
Now, I'm the same way with clothes, because I'll buy clothes just never fucking put them on. But that's neither here nor there. Okay, so he's just this regular ass dude. You know what? I want to talk about this. Why is Loretta Devine playing his grandmother when she could very clearly play his mother?
Yeah, I had that same question.
There are several many instances of this throughout this
film. Yeah.
How old is literally anybody supposed to
be? I have no fucking clue. They said Bow Wow was 18.
Bill Bellamy
Right. I said, wait, are they teenagers? And then if so, is Tierra Marie also a teenager? And then if so, then why is she all hugged up on Bill Bellamy, who was blatantly in a different generation than these young people?
Tierra Marie? That's, like, why was she?
I thought they were like 18 because they like just graduated high school. Right?
See, but then if they're 18, then it doesn't make sense that Loretta Devine has to be his grandmother. Because I think she would be like young enough to have an 18-year-old child. But also, why then does Ice Cube play an old man? Like, why do I feel like he asked to do this role? And he asked specifically to do some shit like this.
He said, so I've been reading this script, and...
I have an idea.
I'm making a choice.
Yeah.
What if he was old? Like, what if he was like an elder in the community?
But he's not, well, yeah.
I was like, it's giving To Kill a Mockingbird.
No,
it's
literally giving, Boo Radley down. Okay? They even have a neighborhood loser who's like just got out of jail. And I honestly, now that I'm like an educator and I'm a little bit older, I understand that this young man has been through the carceral system probably his entire life. And probably before that was in the child protective services system, and he probably has a lot of fucking issues. But in the context of this movie, this nigga is a bully going around beating people up, jacking their fucking shoes, squeezing niggas' balls and shit. And there's always like in the neighborhood, in the a neighborhood, there's always like one person who's a fucking loser and is like such a bully. Did you guys have one of those in your neighborhood? Like a loser? A neighborhood bully?
I grew up in the white.
You're suburbs. Right. I always forget that. Did you have one?
I feel like we just have like a very specific brand of like Elka loser.
Who used to date high school. He used to date high school girls, didn't
right,
he?
Exactly. It's like, why are you at this party? Like, you graduated a year ago. And
losers.
Like, oh, we had right. those too.
Yeah.
We had those too.
Yeah. And then Ice Cube, like we said, plays like a recluse and, you know, pretty much like a loner. Did you guys ever have one of those in your neighborhood?
Yeah, it was me.
No, I mean like an old person who's like really mysterious and reclusive.
I mean, I probably never even noticed if they're like they were.
Okay, we had one. It was my friend Jeremiah's grandmother who had Alzheimer's. We did not know what that was when I was a kid. So sometimes we would go over to his house to be like, oh, can Jeremiah come outside and play? She'd be like, no, Jeremiah's at school. And we would be like, it's Saturday. How is he at school? And we didn't know until later, like, what Alzheimer's meant. And she would just be wandering outside in her nightgown, like, just talking crazy. And, like, he would be yelling at her. He'd be like, Grandma, go sit the fuck down. And I'm like, she's, like, an old lady, and you're, like, 9. Why are you talking to your fucking grandma like that? We had no idea she was crazy. She'd be like, do you guys want some oatmeal? And it's, like, 4 in the afternoon. I'm like, no, I don't want breakfast. It's
the way I would have said this, I love oatmeal.
But it's, I'm like, no, I don't want breakfast. It's 4 p.m. And we're going to go ride bikes. So yeah, she was ours. So before he wins the lottery, like, niggas is going crazy in this movie. Like, oh my God, Mega Millions, Powerball, we're going to win. And they're talking about all the shit that they would do with this money. Wait, we never answered this question. Camille, what would you do if you won $370
million? $370 million. I mean, I'm definitely, like, I put in my notes. Like, I'm not telling anyone.
Never.
Number one person I'm not telling, definitely my mom. Like, she is.
Oh, yeah.
Until the money's in my hand, I'm somewhere else. Because she will, I mean, if you want the world to know, that's who you go
yeah.
to. So, yeah, you know, I would definitely lawyer up.
Absolutely.
It's probably not going to leave, like, I guess I'll tell Dylan, and then we'll...
I guess I'll tell Dylan.
Depending on what state of mind he's in, I'll let him know. And then, yeah, there's, like, a Reddit or something with, like, all the directions of, like, what you're supposed to do.
Really?
And I've read it. Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you supposed
it's,
to
like,
do?
Get a lawyer, set up a, get a lawyer, like, set up a trust, like you're saying, draw a will.
Yeah, you know, like, you're supposed to have all yeah. of this done ready even before you, like, consider even telling somebody. And, like, a trust is the best way to, like, have it not be in your account and, yeah. like, not be accessible to you and just, like, give yourself a regular payment every single month out of that trust. Because with that much money, like, you're never going to run out if you do it that way Versus if you do one lump sum, obviously when you see all of that, like that money in the bank, you're going to want to spend it.
Okay, well, it's but they did none of this.
No, they didn't. Like, I was going to say, like, you do all that business stuff. And then I do think I would probably obviously improve my quality of life. But I don't think, I hate to say this, but the scary, nasty capitalistic world we live in, what is it? After taxes, you said it's like 180.
Yeah, they're going to take half.
Is not enough to just like be out here doing anything. Like, I feel like I still need to, you know, I can have a really, really nice home. I can buy some. Buy high quality clothes that I enjoy and plan to wear forever. I can have never be hurting for drugs. But other than that, like, you know, I should probably still have some sort of income or be investing it in something so that it keeps on.
I hear you. I hear you. This is so like logical and sensible. And I wouldn't do none of that shit. I am blowing it all. I am gonna start hiring niggas just to hang around and feed me grapes. I am getting my hair done every 2 days. I am gonna buy a house so many bathrooms, like Lil Wayne said, I can shit all day. I am going to buy several cars that I cannot drive, an airplane. I'm going to have helicopters taking me from my home to the airport so I can avoid that traffic. I the am
footprint that you will leave.
And it'll still be smaller than Jeff Bezos.
Is that the
I
bar?
Think it is.
Is that the bar for
I think it is for me. Like, what am I supposed to do? I just won $185 million. And you're gonna tell me not to blow all of it?
I'm definitely gonna stop working for
I'm gonna stop like, speaking to people. I'm gonna pay somebody to do that for me. I don't have to speak anymore. I'm gonna be like Drake. Just have niggas around. What do they do? What do Drake's employees do? I couldn't name a single job that any of those people do. But
I don't think you guys understand like how much money $185 million.
You're right. I don't. And but I right, will.
I genuinely
know.
Don't. Like I.
I will
don't.
Find out.
Like, it's really hard to blow that much money. That
quickly. You and have like, not seen me try.
If you scared. Set up a trust and set like give yourself an.
I'm gonna be doing good drugs, like really high quality drugs from another country. I'm traveling to all seven continents.
I just get I get nervous because I see the way that I blow through. You know, a measly paycheck.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
no, but like, I just did the math. So let's say you set up a trust to give yourself money equally over 70 years, 12 months out of the year, you could easily give yourself an allowance of $200,000.
That's not enough.
A month.
That's not enough. I'm taking private jets everywhere. I am not flying commercial anymore. I need $1 million a month. It don't matter. I'll go down the street.
But even flying private is like not that expensive.
I'm going to say, I'm going to cap. I'll say, okay, $1 million a month then, Lyndon. $1 million.
That's a lot of money a month.
Yeah. This is the life I'm going to live. What don't you understand?
What are you going to do after?
What do you mean after?
When you have to go back to being poor,
I'm gonna kill myself. I'm gonna kill myself. What are you talking about? I am here for a good time, not a long time. I'm going to kill myself.
I feel like
should have left it that.
I feel like it's very avoidable, though. Like, we could work something out.
I don't know.
Like,
I don't think so. I don't think so.
You're honestly giving Kevin, because he's ready to die. I was getting so annoyed. I was like, just relax.
He was very anxious about this motherfucking lottery ticket.
And it was making me anxious.
The thing is, he did everything wrong. Like, he did everything wrong. You wake up. Find out you won the lottery, and the first thing you do is tell your loudmouth ass grandma. You already know she gonna want to get a church half. You fucked up right there.
And then you don't immediately go to claim it and then go under witness protection.
The fact that he took the bus to go
tell your loudmouth friend on the goddamn public
bus
a vehicle made for getting from point A to point B and minding other people's business.
Oh, you would not believe how many people's text messages I have read. I saw a guy find out he was having a baby. I have seen a woman get fired from her job. I have seen a woman, an old 50, 60-year-old woman sending nudes to a man. I be snooping on the bus like a motherfucker, okay? Because ain't shit else to do.
Not to take us too far off topic, but what is like the craziest thing you've ever seen on public transportation? But obviously besides the blood.
I saw this guy once. He was like getting on these like CDs, DVDs, selling them. You know, like that's fine. Then the one of the guys on the bus is like, oh, I'm going to buy some. Pulls out the CDs and DVDs. It's porn. On the bus. It is 7 a.m. I'm on my way. No. I'm on my way to 11th grade. And this man is buying porn on the bus. CDs with the picture, though. The cover art and everything looking like Cash Money in the 2000s type of cover art. But it's just pussy and titties on the cover.
Oh. Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's
wild. Yeah. I could tell a lot of stories about my bus chronicles, but yes. Okay. So he takes the bus downtown to go and, you know, tell him like, hey, I won this money. Takes his loudmouth ass broke friend. They say, oh, it's the holiday weekend. We're closed. And then he goes back to the fucking neighborhood and niggas is lined up outside his door because these motherfuckers done found out. I just like what would possess you in this moment to go back home after you found out you have to wait 2 days? You think the niggas gonna let you live for 2 days and didn't sign the back of the ticket?
And that's the thing that pissed me off about this movie is because it was made in 2010, right?
Yes.
The internet exists.
Yes.
And is very accessible.
I was on it.
In comparison to 10 years before. I was on it. I was already on Tumblr at this
point.
Yes. The also cell phones don't seem to be.
There were none.
Every time he walks through the door, Loretta Devine reacts as if like this is like civil rights era and her husband was out there
marching.
And she didn't know if he was finished.
She was listening to the radio.
And it's like
I said, girl, 3 years ago.
This motherfucker is like you literally, exactly. This is fucking like Atlanta, not one person has a southern accent. Or if they do, they have all different types of southern accents, like Charlie Murphy, God rest his soul. What a funny ass nigga. Oh my God. And what is his name in this nigga? Smajé?
Is it
Samaj?
Like the baby's
being James backward? Oh, they got it with that one. They really got it with that one. But can we talk about Tierra Marie, like the entourage? So first of all, these niggas find out he's won the lottery, goes back to the hood. Now there's an entourage surrounding him. And like this nigga gets a loan from a gangster and goes on a shopping spree. Goes into the Foot Locker, is like, I'm buying everything on. He's just like me, for real. Goes into the Foot Locker and is like, I'm finna buy everything on that wall. Give me those right there. Give me a couple. That's exactly how I would walk into the fucking store. Are you kidding me?
Need to talk about your financial.
You don't want to. If you want to have that conversation with me, you might have a heart attack. I'm just letting you know. You don't want to see my credit card statement.
My parents would call it nigga rich. They love.
Oh, I would be the most nigga of nigga rich that you have ever known. I'm talking. I'm gonna get a full grill. I'm gonna get a big. Dumbass chain that says my name. Why? I don't fucking know. I just have always wanted one. And now I can't afford it. Johnny Dang did this. Like, come on.
Oh my God.
Jacob the Jeweler. Oh, I'm getting one. Oh, I'm getting a big dumb rings for every finger. Diamonds. Big one. For every fucking finger. I'm just gonna get an arm full of bracelets. Cartier. Just all the way up the arm. All the way up the arm. It's going to be a new trend.
And there's your 185.
It's going to be a new trend.
There.
It's going to be a new trend. Well, like I said, you know, it once it's gone, it's gone. So am I.
Oh my God. That's all
that really matters. Okay, can we talk about Tierra Marie's character in this movie, though, and how she would have loved the song sponsor?
Anyway, I just feel like I didn't like this. I think that, you know, whoever wrote this movie, just call, say your name. Whoever you're trying to call out. It felt very pointed. Her whole portrayal.
Okay, who do you think he was trying to call out?
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't like what he was trying to, I was like, who are you trying to say?
I mean, I think it was clear what he was trying to say.
Was it like a specific person, I think it's clear, or was it like a type of person? Yeah.
I didn't like it.
But you know what? Okay, no, go ahead.
I said, okay, like, you're trying to make her seem terrible. What about them people who, there's them niggas who's like, okay, I will fuck you with that condom. And then, surprise.
When there's a baby.
The thing that happens when you do that happens.
When there's a baby.
I don't know. It really just was making it seem like a very one-sided, like, congrats to Kevin.
You be texting niggas like,
for figuring it out,
you be texting niggas like, good morning. They'd be like, did you take the pill? That's how these niggas be. That's how these niggas be. Before you say good morning, it's, did you take the pill? I want to talk about this because I think in 2010s, like, this era was very much like girls like Tierra Marie, but they were like it girls of the day. Like, I think of like all of the strippers that, you know, Drake used to rap about and how they were like, you know, they were the girls back in 2010, yeah. Back in that era. There was women like, who am I thinking of? Like Black Chyna. Black Chyna, Amber Rose. A lot of like, this is when the Instagram like model, it kind of like started, you know?
I think that's what it was. Like, to me, it felt less of like a portrayal of that and more of like a reaction.
Very much.
I was like, pipe down.
Because they were living good. Living good. Getting flued the fuck out everywhere. And it seemed like she was too. Yeah. But why are you still living in the hood if you fucking LeBron James?
Because she probably have the same financial spending patterns that you do.
Yeah. Yeah. She looked like it. She looked like it. I think we have a lot of the same qualities. Because I would do the same thing. I don't want to trap a nigga with a baby, but I feel like I would trap a man with something else. Like.
But like, why would.
Like a fake baby?
Not a fake baby. I have to find something else.
Because babies are so expensive.
Yeah, I'm not trapping him with a baby because I don't want to keep the baby. I don't.
You're not even. Yeah. You're never gonna get as much money.
I don't want the baby because niggas be acting like they paying child support and they funding your whole lifestyle. Like, okay, I can buy me and the baby a bowl of Chipotle, and that's really how far your child support stretch.
Yeah, those diapers are not
diapers. Oh my god, I remember when my friend got pregnant and I went to go and buy a baby shower gift, and I was like, maybe okay, I'll just buy her a pack of diapers. I told them shit was $50. I said, baby, you getting something else. I can't afford no fucking diapers now. As I am a college student, I can't afford no fucking diapers. I didn't know them.
You said I didn't have a baby.
Baby, I didn't know they was like $50, $60 a pack for some diapers?
They are.
Can we go back to cloth? What did they used to do in the 1600s? We finna get into some sustainable, reusable shit. Because I can't afford that. I can't afford it. Okay. So let's move on. So after that, so basically everybody's like after this nigga. Everybody's after him, wants his whole money. He goes to church with his grandma. Oh my God. Mike Epps plays the fucking pastor and he pulls out a PowerPoint. PowerPoint in the middle of church. Talking about my ex-wife broke smelling ass, built like a sack of laundry, fake Louis Vuitton. She didn't let them Chinese fool her 9 times. This is the wife I'm supposed to have. This is what the church is supposed to look like. And I have to say, that was really the most accurate portrayal in this movie. That is how church pastors are. They are scammers. Name one church pastor who is not a fucking scammer. Name one. The pastor at the church that I used to go to drove a fucking Phantom. A Chrysler Phantom. I said, okay, they need to start taxing you niggas. Because this motherfucker coming up in here with Armani suits and shit and got us giving away our dollars. My mama don't make that much money, nigga. We ain't got shit to give you. No. This is the most accurate part of this film for me. But it's... Yeah,
no, I completely agree. Yeah, I was watching that like, I've sat through some sermons that look like
hell
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, you know, if the spirit calls, please open your wallet and then open it a little bit more. And I know you got it over there. Your mama just told me you got a new job. I know they paying you good money, 6 figures, 150 a year.
I really think you could be given a little bit more. And you over there, I see you got some new Jordans. Do you know that the Lord blessed you with that money? How you gonna give it back? I ain't seen you pay tithes in 2 motherfucking weeks. And you keep coming here and you drinking all the communion wine. You know that shit ain't cheap. You gotta give it back to the Lord. And just me saying all of this, meanwhile, the motherfucking man is at the piano just playing, scoring underneath this nigga. Just scam it. Just scam it. Scam it.
The scam score.
Oh my God. And so, like, basically, then, like, this is when he loses the money. After the nigga, I'm broke! Because that was probably the realest part of the film. I feel like nobody was saying, nobody was getting straight to the point. Nobody was saying, getting straight to the point of saying, I don't have anything to offer, but I just want you to give me money. Because you can change my life, and no one else can. Until his best friend said, nigga, I'm broke! I'm broke, nigga! Like, that's just real as fuck. But then the neighborhood bully gets out of jail, knocks him the fuck out, and steals the ticket. And I think it's crazy, because he, like, basically at this point, to lure the bully out, tells him, oh, that ticket is fake. But don't you think that's a crazy risk? Because, okay, what if then he, like, ripped it up and, like, threw it in the trash? Now there's no fucking ticket, you dummy. Like,
I truly was like, what is the plan?
What was the plan? What are the goals?
What is the hypothesis that we are having? Because he's like, I know exactly what to do. Yeah, it was a fake ticket. Da, 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 da. He still got his ass beat.
Oh my God. He didn't even win the fight.
Don't know.
He didn't win this fight.
What the plan was.
He didn't win this fight at all.
It wasn't even like, oh, he had a plan and then it went awry. He did not have a plan.
And then niggas didn't even try to jump him on some like Michael Myers Returns type shit. Like, I remember that movie. Them niggas came to his house. The whole town trying to fuck him up. None of them niggas was on that shit, but y'all was asking this man to buy you a helicopter 2 days ago, but y'all can't help him jump this nigga? Everybody's...
That's what I was gonna say. I personally, if I knew that there was some money on the line, I'm jumping in the fight. All of a sudden, I can...
Baby, a little black eye, black eye ain't gonna hurt none. Ain't none a little 100,000 can't fix for a black eye, okay? So yeah, I would have jumped in the fight. I would have been on his back, scratching his neck.
Be my best friend alone.
That's what I would have.
Be my best friend alone.
I would have been closing his eyes, poking that nigga in the eyes. Like we all gotta jump this nigga. We need the ticket. Everybody needs the ticket. Everybody needs this lottery ticket. Why didn't nobody help him? He knocked over the whole table of food. Yeah. A whole table of food. And nobody gave a fuck. Until Ice Cube saved the damn day. And came out and gave him a 1-2 punch. Knocked that nigga out cold. That could have been solved like 20 minutes earlier. Somebody could have hit his ass with a 2x4. And
he
ended this movie.
I can hear everything. Well...
You could come out before he started busting my ass in the motherfucking room.
Like, they've been standing outside for like 20, 30 minutes.
I feel like he hit his ass. He was beating his ass for a good like 10 minutes before Ice Cube came out to stand the fucking... It's like, nigga, you was just gonna let me get fucked up.
Like,
they didn't let that happen to you on Friday, nigga.
Ripped out of his body.
Yeah.
What were you waiting for?
I really don't know. Like, why was you having a whole crisis of conscience? Am I gonna go outside? And this nigga is getting the shit beat out of him and then got a gun pulled on him.
And then, like, this is one of those things where I'm like, okay, the timing of this movie just does not make any sense. Because why does it take Ice Cube so fucking long to come out of the fucking woodwork? If he had a gun this entire time, why did he just shoot him, get the ticket, and call it a day? All of that back and forth was completely unnecessary.
Oh, he loves
a
monologue.
The other gun, but the gun was a water gun full of, what was it, cognac?
Oh my God.
What was that?
Let me tell you. Sounds like a plan. I feel like that's some shit I do.
Yeah.
No, with my 185 million.
So many times where I fully was watching this movie, like, what day is it?
I have no idea. How long are these days? Like, he's just, we're throwing in a love story.
Yeah, we don't really have time for all the stories they're trying to do here. But when the boys were screaming at each other on that roof, Brandon T. Jackson was like, you just need to get through another day and a half of this.
I was like, day and a half? Is this not day five?
No. This shit has been
because it was July 2nd.
They're telling me all this shit has happened over the course of 24 hours?
Yeah. Like, you need to seriously sit your ass down somewhere.
I just don't understand. This nigga just walk out the house, got it in his wallet.
Just find a bomb shelter. Go to the basement of a school.
You know what? I would sleep on the bench outside of the lottery ticket place. I'm chaining myself to the door. Okay? I will wait for you niggas to get here on Monday. All right? Ain't nobody gonna touch me. Yeah.
Listen, I'm getting booked on Friday, released by Monday.
Honestly,
wait a minute.
Nobody gonna find me.
You know if you go to jail on Friday, you was not seeing a judge until Monday.
So I'm getting booked on Friday. I'm released on Monday. And then when I'm in jail, I'm going to become besties with everybody in there so that I can bail them all out once I get my earnings.
Ooh.
And call it a day from there.
Ooh.
Okay. That was very big.
Oh, yeah. I had not even considered that. I had not even considered that shit. I had not.
And they chose none of them.
Pro tip, you never want to go to jail on a Friday night. You never want to go to jail on a Friday, people.
Avoid the bookings below.
You never want to go to jail on a Friday because you will be in a fucking weekend. Okay, so basically, the film. I hate the way this ended. Can we talk about that? Like, not this nigga starting a foundation and trying to save the hood, and I just was like, none of this is fun. What happened to you starting a shoe store? What happened to you, like, right, designing shoes? They dropped the fuck out of that storyline just completely.
It was the because he met with the financial advisor.
Who?
He probably got the
nigga that got his ball squeezed,
the loan shark
that got his ball squeezed.
No, that guy is in the hospital.
He's dead, probably.
Still recovering.
That was crazy.
He's dead, probably.
That was insane.
I feel like, does it really hurt that bad? Because, like, I've squeezed a man's balls before. Like, you know, during sex. Like, I felt like he liked it. You know, like, he liked it when I was, like, squeezing his balls. And I'm like, you know, like, I'm, like, sucking his dick and, like, squeezing his balls a little bit. And he really enjoyed that. And so I was really confused as to how that hurts so bad, because, like, all the men...
I don't think that they're really comparable situations.
No, but I feel like I was kind of, like, doing it like a stress ball. Like, they were just very, like... I wasn't expecting them to feel like that. And so I'm just, like, kind of...
Is it the first time you'd ever touched...
No, but it's just, like, I felt like every time I do it, it's just kind of, like, I'm, like, squeezing it like a stress ball because it feels, like, very spongy, you know?
I think I'm a lesbian.
Well, but still.
I can't.
I just don't get how that hurts that much. Because I've squeezed balls.
I think it's kind of like nipples where there's maybe like a varying sensitivity. Yeah. But also, and if someone also, came and squeezed the shit at the out time. Of your nipples, yeah. Like...
That guy is literally crushing him, so like scrotum sack.
And he's so, like, strong, too.
Crushing it.
He probably had one of those, like, little arm things. My dad had one of those when he was in prison. One of those things, you squeeze it with your hands so your hands become really strong. It's like a nutcracker, but for hands.
Yeah.
Nutcracker.
I was going to say, my quote for today was going to be the one where somebody was like, oh shit, that nigga is super thug. I lost my mind.
That was Jason Weaver. Oh my god, I remember that. The one-liners in this motherfucker, had me lost for words. Like, yeah. I really think they was just talking. Like, I really don't think this was in the script.
There was no script. Are you kidding
me? Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, it feels like it was a very loose script of suggested phrases. Yeah. But they said, just do your thing.
Like, they're like, here's a storyline, you know? Try and follow it.
My favorite performance in this movie, and I wrote it in my notes, I said, this is the most inspired and inspiring performance. And this entire film was T-Pain.
I'm so glad you said it.
Was so funny.
Yeah.
Was in the world.
He was.
Okay? Oh, I really enjoyed it.
When he told them niggas, y'all need to steal some Tic Tacs. Oh my god. Like, put you in here stealing shit, but you not prioritizing. And I feel like it really be like that. Like, niggas be stealing shit they don't need. If I'm stealing, deodorant, like nail polish.
Oh, so now we're making financially sound decisions.
I'm talking about if I'm stealing as a broke person, okay? If I am rich, the only people I'm stealing from are poor people. So this is different.
Okay, Reagan.
Yes.
No, not.
Yes. Hate to say it.
Reaganomics. That's
yeah,
yours.
I'm trickle down. And like those people on the submarine.
No.
I'm trickle. Oh my
yeah.
God.
Oh my
yeah,
God.
All the way down until we are nothing.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny. I really did think it was fucking funny. So
I was just mad that I just wanted us to move on from it, like the day it happened. I said those people are unfortunately dead.
I knew they were dead from the moment they were missing.
I said I would like us to stop talking about it. That knocking, yeah. Everyone's like, what's with the knocking? That was their dead bodies knocking around the cabin. All right. They were gone.
Yeah.
Before we even started talking about
it. As them. A woman in STEM, when they were like, we lost contact, I
they're
was
dead.
Like,
mm. They're dead. Like,
yeah, as a woman who's just like seen the ocean before, I was like,
I
don't know.
My thing is like, we don't know enough about anything down there. Somebody was talking about how there are literal lakes inside of the ocean. And I said, that's actually enough. That's too much for me to know. That's too much for me to know. Mm. Because explain to me how a whale is a real animal. You can see a whale from a plane in the sky. And you're telling me. You're telling me that we know what the fuck's going on down there? We don't know shit. Atlantis is real. We don't know anything.
Yeah.
We don't know anything about the ocean. Nothing.
I love whales. I love
I think
the
they're
ocean.
The best
I
type of creature.
Scary. It's creepy. I feel like me and the ocean can get along.
No.
I'm like, listen, if you don't want me down there, that's
and
cool.
I respect
I
that.
Respect
yeah.
you. And that's the thing.
That I get.
I feel like me and the ocean get along just as well as me and cats do. Every cat I've ever interacted with has really liked me. Because one thing about me is I'm not going up and I'm not picking up the fucking
yeah.
cat. I'm not going out of my way to pet this fucking yeah. cat. Me and the cat can coexist in the same mm-hmm. room, but we don't need to be touching on each other like
I get
that.
It.
And because of that, I become cats' favorites because they're like, oh, this bitch minds her fucking
yeah.
business. I feel like that's why me and whales will get
yeah.
along.
Whales don't bother really anybody, you know?
Yeah.
And do you know they can't even swallow? They could not digest a human being because their, what do you call it? Esophagus is the size of, like, a grape or, like, a bowling ball. But it's very small, so they could never even process, like, actually eating a person.
I'm not being a whale and having that type of sad throat.
I mean, they...
What?
The rope
Wow.
game?
The esophagus. I mean, just
that's
based on the facts that were presented to me, it's not giving trouble. It's that's crazy.
On another note, we gotta wrap this shit up. Camille is tired. Camille needs to go to bed.
That's just crazy to me.
Okay, so.
I'm saying, like, for a predator, I'm not scared of a bitch who can't suck.
I don't think
sorry.
They're that much of a predator, though.
Are they a predator? Like, to whom are they predators? Like, they eat schools of fish, yeah.
Yeah. Shrimp.
I guess, yeah. But aren't we also predators to shrimp?
Yeah.
And I mean, like, I could take more than a whale could. I feel like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, okay, like, I'm not threatened.
Like, I'm just saying. But
said, okay, you might be a whale, but don't see me.
You really don't want to see me outside of the ocean.
Word on the street, he's got a
okay.
Tiny
oh my god. Okay, should we ask if the lottery ticket holds up? Because we took a detour into I don't know where the
it's
fuck,
a wacky
where the fuck we just went to. Okay, here's what I think. I think this film holds up. I had a wonderful time watching it. It was ridiculous in the best way, and I will be watching it again. It was fucking ridiculous, and I really enjoyed it. It's on Tubi if y'all want to watch it, but I do think Lottery Ticket holds up.
Yeah, honestly, other than a couple one-liners, I like, thoroughly enjoyed the film because y'all know I love a terrible movie. I love a movie with no plot. I love a dumb, stupid little movie, and this is exactly what that
literally
was.
Here you go. Here you go. Also, you know what? I forgive you. I forgive you. It was your birthday.
So I think maybe that's where some of my anxiety was coming from. I was like, let me finish this movie before the episode starts. There was just a lot goes on. Like, if there was just one less plot line, I think I would 1000%
think
this movie holds up. But it's like, yeah. Okay, like he's got the thug after him, the thug. He's got the loan shark. It's like girls trying to get pregnant. It's just a lot.
The pastors.
The pastor. And that was cute. That was fun. That felt like it lived in the world. There were connections. That made sense. Mm-hmm. Grandma loves God. But just I was like, if there was just one, I didn't like the loan shark. I just didn't think we needed that.
How else would he have gone to that shoe store and tricked the fuck out? They spent $100,000 in one day. That's the kind of time I'm going to be on. Yeah. Do y'all hear me when I say this?
No, I hear you. But every time I hear you say it, my heartbeat speeds up a little bit out of fear.
Don't worry. I'm going to trick. I'm going to throw some your way, baby. I'm going to ease your troubles. I got you.
Maybe hold on to it. You might want to hold on to that. Samir, Lyndon, you want to put that in a trust. Because we want our friends
I'm
to live.
I'm putting it in a trust in Mariah's name so that when Mariah.
You don't need to put shit in my name. I'm good.
I'm putting the trust in your name so that when you go broke,
you're
sitting there crying, talking about, what am I going to do?
Let me tell you this. I've been broke before.
Yeah, you don't want to go back.
I've been broke before.
Please
survive.
Don't.
I think it's a very different thing to survive being broke when you've kind of always been broke and then being rich and then going back to being broke again. I don't know if I'm going to survive that.
Maybe. Yeah. But then it's like, well, what else is there, right? Like, the planet's warming at like alarming degrees. They're taking away all of our rights. You can't go anywhere without being shot and killed. Nobody really likes women. So what else is there if not to blow all my money?
I'm really trying to sit here and think and come up with something.
But I'm right. I am. Anyway.
Maybe let's blow a lot of the money on some good food. Let's do some.
Oh, you don't think I'm going to be eating good? I'm going to pay someone to feed me. I'm going to pay someone to chew my food for me.
That's something.
Yeah, like if you get a private chef, that's an investment that I can
take. I'm going to hire Skepta to just be with me. And I'll pay him whatever he wants, really. Mm. I'll pay him whatever he wants. You don't need to rap. I got you, baby. You can be a stay-at-home husband. You don't need to do that no more, okay? I'm here to take you out the streets. I'm here to take you out. I'm trying to get you. I came to save you.
Oh, wow.
He does need saving, and I really think I could do it. Like, I could change him. I think I could.
And that's how I know you go make some bad decisions, because that is assumption alone.
I really think I could. Like,
but that money, that money didn't change Kevin.
Yeah.
Which is why he started a foundation at the end instead of following his dream.
That's so fucking stupid, but I fucking guess.
Also, can we just point out that the entire storyline?
I really understand $185 million. Like, that's
why didn't they show me that? I don't care about this.
Yeah, I want to see 100. I want to swim in my money, actually. I'm going to need them to give me at least like $50 million in cash so I can go like all like Scrooge McDuck and like swim in that shit. I want a pool
even
of 50 money.
$50 million is like a crap ton of money.
I want a pool
like,
of money.
I can guarantee right now, if you were even given like $1 million, I mean, Mariah would blow it in a day. But if you set it up
in an hour, are you kidding me? Chilling. I'm already on the phone with the Oppenheimer Group. I want the $75 million house. Tell Davina. Tell Davina she has a sale. Get her on the phone.
Like, that's a lot of money, though. That's a lot of money. There's a lot of other options and opportunities that we have.
If you say so, but you only live once.
That I would suggest.
And with that being said, everybody, please remember that you only have one life to live, okay? So spend it how you want. And we'll see you guys in our next episode. Bye!
Thank you for listening to this episode of Does It Hold Up, brought to you by Textured Air, a brand dedicated to celebrating Black girl culture, past, present, and future. If you like what you heard, please be sure to leave us a 5-star review. It really does help. You can find us on social media at Textured Air. That's TextureEir on all platforms. And make sure you check out our other podcast, Where My Girls At, and The Blacklist, and all of the other content we offer on our website, texturedair.com. Until next time.